Good day to everyone tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Here are your top stories for Saturday, January 10th, 2026, focusing on recent developments in the Australian financial services industry. Firstly, there's been a heightened call for vital reforms in car finance lending practices. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, recently unveiled disconcerting findings following an in-depth review of the motor vehicle finance sector. Their report indicates that nearly half of defaults on car loans occur within the first 6 months, a strong signal that loans are far too often approved beyond borrowers' capacity. Alarmingly, this review uncovered instances of loan establishment fees as exorbitant as $9,000 on loans of $49,000. That raises a serious question about transparency and fairness. In response, ASIC has urged the 8 lenders under its watch to enhance staff training, strengthen risk management, and heighten consumer protection measures. Commissioner Alan Kirkland emphasizes the importance of responsible lending, a sentiment echoed by many consumer complaints. Given these revelations, we can't stress enough the need for borrowers to scrutinize loan terms and assess their financial positions pragmatically to guard against potential predatory practices. In related news, 2 major Australian banks have made pioneering steps towards greener and more sustainable vehicle financing. Bank Australia is ceasing to provide loans for new petrol, diesel, and hybrid vehicles starting from February next year, aligning with their commitment to achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2035. Loans for secondhand fossil fuel vehicles will, however, remain accessible until electric vehicles or EVs become ubiquitously accessible. This monumental shift demonstrates the growing market incentives for choosing EVs as a sustainable transportation solution and supports Australia's broader transition to a low-emission future. In tandem with Bank Australia's initiative, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia is paving the way for eco-friendly transportation by introducing discounted electric and hybrid vehicle loans. This initiative, aimed mainly at essential workers and Australians earning under $100,000 annually, provides eligible customers with loans of up to $55,000 at reduced interest rates. This serves to counteract barriers such as high upfront costs and consequently boosts the adoption of EVs. Notably, these loans come with special offers, highlighting CommBank's dedication to shaping Australia towards a low-emission future. That wraps up today's coverage. For more direct access to the essential news and advice from the industry, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. For Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori, ensuring you stay financially informed. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.